This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. This week's message, entitled Remembering Your Mother, is in honor of the woman who, for many of us, raised, nurtured, and prayed for us. This message was delivered on May 13th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
But if you are a mother, would you please stand? We just want to honor you. And we have a gift for you, so please stand. Mothers. Yay! Yes. We have a small gift for you, so keep standing until you get your gift. And while they're passing out the gift, I want to just tell you some things about me and my mom. My mom never drove. Well, she did when she was taking her test for her license. She hit a telephone pole, so she never got her license. So everywhere she took me, we had to catch the bus. So that's how I learned how to catch the bus and navigate through the cities on a walkman. And my mom would have to catch the bus, take me on the bus to go to the dentist, to the doctor, to go shopping. And my poor mother had three boys. Yeah, and I think if she had me first, she would have stopped. But thank God she had me last, so she had no choice. And I can't imagine, if you have three boys, I can't imagine what you go through, because you have nobody to take shopping or to dress up, to put makeup on or anything like that. And so my mom had to grow up raising three boys. But every time I skinned my knees, because always mom, help me, mom, you know, I got hurt. Never did it. And when my brothers used to beat me up, it was always mom. I don't know why I never asked dad. Maybe if I cried out dad, he would have just given me another slap to suck it out or something. Because I guess we always cry for mom, because mom love us, they care for us, they put band-aids on us, they kiss our knees, and they take good care of us. So I always, whenever things like that happened, was always mom. And my mom was very tough raising me. I think because I had two older brothers, and my two older brothers had so much leeway. Like, the leash was like so long. At high school, they had dirt bikes, they had cars. When it came my turn, I think they learned their lesson. So the leash was very short. And even if it was very short, I still got into a lot of trouble. And it's like, I think if my mom, like I said, she had me first, that would have been it. But I did get into a lot of trouble. But my mom, she still loved me. I think only my mom could love me because of the way I was. And, you know, I am so grateful. And after church, during the day, I will give her a call. And I will let her know how much I love her and how much I appreciate her. And I would hope that you would do the same to your mother. In Philippians 1:20, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God in all my remembrance of you. So, Paul, every time he thought about the Philippians, he was like so grateful, so thankful for them, because that church brought Paul so much joy and very little pain. They were like, you know, when you have a good child, and that child brings you so much joy, then you have the other child who just, oh my goodness. The one who gives you grief. You have any of those? Your children are not in service. Unless they're sitting right next to you, they don't mean that. But yeah, so Paul was like thankful for this church, because this church didn't give him so much grief. Maybe like I think the Corinthians gave him guys. But so he was very thankful for them, and every time he thought about them, he was thankful. It's the thing, when I think of the relationship that Paul had with the Philippian church, reminds me that I have a mother who cares for me, who loves me. You know, and I know I haven't been the best of a son to her, and I think for the first
my life, I was kind of a bad son. And only since I found Christ, then I became a better son. Who maybe she wouldn't be so embarrassed of me. But now I think she's a little bit more proud of me because of what I do. And whenever there's somebody in my family who needs my services, my mom would volunteer me. Especially if like an auntie or an uncle passes away, she would call me and say, hey, so-and-so uncle, so-and-so auntie passed away. I need you to do the funeral. Make sure you wear a suit and tie.
Yes, mom.
And that's how she makes you. I mean, you know, sometimes in Hawaii, you wear a suit and a tie, man. You just, like, you're in an oven. And I'm not that type of a person, but for mom, when she says so, I say yes, mom, because you say so, I will. Yeah. And so I my mom is getting older. My dad passed away a couple years ago, so I have a few more years to really appreciate and honor her. I don't know how long she will live, and my mom doesn't want to travel anymore, not to here anyway, and not by herself. So the only time I get to see her is when I go there, and when I go there, I try to pick her up and take her to the grave and take her to the grocery shopping, because I try to honor her. And that's what we need to do. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, and Mary, his mother, was there watching the crucifixion from the foot of the cross. I can't imagine, as a mother, the pain she must have been going through watching her son spread on the cross, bleeding, all just torn apart. And she's over there, like, what are you doing, man? And then Jesus, he's on the cross. I mean, he's probably in pain. You know, you've got a spike through your hand and your feet, and your back is all shredded. And what do you think about? What do you think about? Like, you know, you're like hanging out there, you're dying. You're down there, so you cannot breathe until you push yourself up. Your back is shredded. Your hands have holes in your feet. And you're like pouring your blood out for us guys, you know? And he's on the cross. And what does he think about? He turns to John and says, take care of her. He looks at Mary and says, take care of her. You, John, stand in my place and take care of her. I mean, if I was suffering on the cross, the last thing I would be thinking about is my mom. I'd be thinking about my pain. Right? When we get pain, it's hard to think of other people. But Jesus did. Jesus on the cross bearing the weight of the sin of the whole world on his shoulders. And yet, he sees to it to make sure that Mary is taken care of when he's gone. As God, Jesus is dealing with eternal matters. As a man, he's showing all of us today how important it is to remember to take care of our mother. I mean, that's just like a beautiful picture of how we remember, how we honor our mother. So number one, we remember her with our words. How many of you talk kindly to your mothers? Or how many of you are kind of like, you know, you would probably, if my mother was here, you would talk so kindly to her. But yet to your mother, oh, harsh words come off. It's almost like husbands and wives. I would talk to your wife really nicely, but to my wife, I would be like, shy. You know, I'm busy now, you know? And that's all wrong. We need to change our way of thinking. But sometimes we're not very encouraging to our mothers. You know, when they get older, and you know when I take my mom shopping, man, I gotta just, like put it in, like first year or four loads. I gotta really slow it down because she's getting older. Because sometimes I find myself taking her shopping and going and say, Where'd she go? She's been in the parking lot. Shoot! Yeah, but I lost her already. No. And I get like, come on, Mom, hurry up. And I get impatient. And I need to reverse that and think about when I was a little kid and I couldn't keep up with her. She probably said, come on, son, move it. Get the lid, get the rocks out of your pants and let's go. First Thessalonians 5 it is. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. You know, we can encourage our mom. I mean, okay, so let's say this. How much does it cost you to encourage your mother? And does it cost any money to say, Mom, I appreciate you? Does that like hurt? Is it painful? It costs you $100? It doesn't, right? So we can practice that, right? It's not like I'm asking you to go to Africa on a mission trip that's like, oh, kind of going too far. But we can, this is something we can easily apply to our lives. Amen? Like, hey, thank you, Mom, for washing my laundry again. Or cooking me dinner again. Man, I miss those home-cooked meals that my mother used to cook. But we can encourage our mothers, and it doesn't cost us a thing. We can tell them how much we appreciate it, how grateful we are for the sacrifices they made, she made for us. When our mother asked us to go to the store, like, shoot, I just went. Why didn't you tell me? Yeah? I mean, when I was dating with my mom, I would bring home groceries because my mom was so good. She would prepare me food so that I could eat for lunch the next day. So I would buy stuff so that it would be easy. She wouldn't have to buy it. I would have things ready. My brother, my loving brother, would come home with groceries and he would say, you owe me $5 for the groceries. When she would be making it for him to pay for lunch, and I was thinking like, wow, rocking. So I get to be thankful and grateful for all the things that she's done. And you know, I get to use these words now while she still has life. You know, my mom is the typical Asian lady. I would call her up, I would talk to her, and I would say, Mom, I love you. And she would say, thank you, goodbye. My mom doesn't say I love you. She kind of likes to show it in her actions. And every so often I get boxes in the mail. And I tell you, those boxes are full of junk food. I love it. Cookies and candy and chocolate. So she doesn't tell me she loves me, but I know she loves me by her actions. And I know whenever I get a box in the mail from her, I know it's like, yeah, don't show my wife because she will see what I'm eating and I will be in trouble. But yeah, so I do call up my mother, I do tell her I love her, and she thanks me. That's how she is. And I love her. Number two, man, remember her with a hug. Because they do. Growing up in an Asian family, you don't have much hugs. You don't have much I love you. Because that's not how we were raised. And as I grew up, you know, my mom and my dad, they don't tell you that they love you. They just try to show it to you. They'll write it on the greeting card to love mom. And so with my children, I said, that's not going to happen. So every chance I get, I tell my children, I love them because I do. And I give them a hug. I love to hug my mom whenever I leave home, whenever I go visit and I leave, I give her a hug. She stays in the driveway. She watches me drive off and she waves by. And I do that to my children and see them. And I think they need a hug, because I don't think my brothers give her a hug. They just don't. Mark can't just be. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But his resentment scolded the parents for bothering him. You know, some days we just need that touch, that hug. I mean, how many of you get a hug every day? Yeah, yes, you. Man, I hug my wife daily. And when I get to see my children, I get to hug it. Some days I love getting hugs from all of you. I think we all need that human touch. I think some of those people say, oh, I get church at home. I get it on the TV. Man, it's so sad. I mean, you can get great stuff at church on TV. But you see now on that hug. I love you. Thank you for being here. And I love that part of church. How many of you need a hug today? Really? Just that little bit. Seriously, you guys don't need a hug today? Imagine I do. And after I get all nice and sweaty up here, I'd be glad to have a big hug. Man, imagine your mother. She was the first person, other than the doctor, to give you that hug when you were born. To hold you. To cover you. When was the last time you gave your mother a hug? Was it that long ago? Was it a few days? Was it weeks? Mine was a couple months or more. The last time I did it for a while. Man, when you were born, your mom didn't slap you and say, oh man, you caused me so much pain coming out. Whoa. She probably slapped your dad. Right? 2 Corinthians 13, folks. Greet one another with a holy kiss. When was the last time you kissed your mom and told her you loved her, told her you appreciated her? Man, remember when you were a little kid? You ever see those little kids? They want to kiss their mom with their mouth open. saliva on their face. A mom would welcome that. Only a mother would welcome that. But man, remember those days? Now they're grown up and they don't even kiss you anymore. My children, every day when I dropped them off at school, the exit requirement was a kiss. Dad, everybody's watching. Too bad. High school. Dad, too bad. Eggs in my car. You can get a kiss goodbye because you never know. Somebody might kill me right after I leave. That was it. Give your mom a kiss. Tell her you love her. They need to hug. They need a touch. Matthew 8, 3. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing to be healed. And instantly the leprosy will come. See, Jesus never had to touch this leper. He could have just said, hey, you healed it. And then he was Jesus. He reached out and touched this man. He had leprosy. A disease that had no cure. He reached out and touched him. He healed. I think the human touch, the hug, is so important. I think when we hug each other, it shows us how much we love and how much healing power it has. And I think that's something very special that we in Hawaii get to share. It's part of our culture. I mean, I talk to pastors on the mainland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't hug anybody on the opposite sex. That's just off limits, man.
But really? You would never survive in Hawaii. I mean, I had female friends that sometimes they're so excited to see what they haven't seen. And they would run up to me and kiss me right on the lips and I'm like, holy smoke! But that was just how they were brought up. And we come here, we greet one another with a hug. But some pastors on the mainland say, oh no, that's like forbidden. Well, you don't live in Hawaii. That's part of our culture. And we have a wonderful culture. I mean, right? We love to get hugs. As if we need that touch from our brothers and sisters. Amen? Now let's see. Love for patience. Oh, that's a tough one, yeah? Love her patiently. Mothers have an incredible job with no pay. No position in the business world compared to the physical, emotional, and spiritual community she has in motherhood. Don't ever make the mistake of asking her, you know, are you a mother or do you have a job? Don't do that, because I think mothering is a job. And imagine if she has to work all day and come home and still be a mother to the children. Man, that's a difficult job. In spite of all she does for us, sometimes we become impatient. It's like, what? You didn't iron my clothes yet? You didn't do the laundry? I need something to wear. Where's dinner? Where's breakfast? Right? And we just be so demanding. Sometimes we become impatient. We take her for granted. We get mad when they may be late for something, or when they're slow. I love Ephesians 4:2. Then always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's sake because of your love. Man, we make allowances for other people, but what about for our mother? We need to make sure we make this time. We make sure we are patient with her. And this is one that I need, especially as my mother gets older. You know, when I take her to go visit my dad's grave, you got to go walk up the hill and then walk another like 100 yards that way. And I can park the car and I can be at the grave in 5 minutes. And my mom would be still walking up the hill. So I got to remember to slow it down and be patient, help her out of the car, help her up the hill and down the walkway. I need to be patient. So we have to, or we get to, love them patiently. Because when they get older, they can, you know, and you know, like a lot of us, we're on a schedule. We have things to do. Right? Places to be. And we like hurry up and go. But when we are with our mother and they're slower, we need to just say, patience. Amen? Number four, remember her generosity. Splurge. Take her out to lunch, take her out to dinner. Buy stuff for her. Hebrews 13:6 says, don't forget to go and share with those in need. And the sacrifices that please God. I mean, they sacrificed for us when we were growing up. And now we get to sacrifice for them. Spend that extra money to honor them, to take care of them. Mothers, you can pay me later for that. Remember, don't be tight when it comes to your mother. Maybe your brother or sister, yeah, you can be tight. Not your mother. Share with her all the bounty that you have. Give to them. I mean, mother's day, taking her to McDonald's, man. Maybe not even Jack in the Box, but yeah, go do something nice. Amen. Remember your generosity. Number 5, remember our honoring. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother, that you your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. This is binding as long as your mother is alive. Another command, the children obey. Obey. Not binding when you need help, but honor is different. Honor your mother and father. Don't break your heart. Honor. But what if you say my mother wasn't honored? The Bible doesn't say nothing about that. There's no qualification. The Bible says, honor your mother. Not honor your mother if she was honorable. Not honor your mother if she brought you to church. Not honor your mother if she was a good mother. None of that. Just say, honor your mother. Honor your mother. No condition. Just honor your mother. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Honor your mother. There's no getting out of this now. There is no getting out of this. And it's the only commandment that includes your built-in promise of blessing. So today, Mother's Day, tomorrow, the day after, next week, as long as your mother is alive, honor her. Pick her up. Take her out. Honor her. Let her know how much you appreciate her. Give her a hug. Give her a kiss. Tell her you love her. Honor her. Because she deserves it. Amen? I am going to ask the worship team to come up and I am going to pray. Would you body doesn't close your eyes? And I know a lot of the mothers, they have brought their family here today, and because it's Mother's Day, people say, Mom, what do you want to do? I want to take all of you to church. And we, our mothers, no matter what, they still teach me about you because they want to bring you here to the Word of God. Because Father's Day, they say, what do you want to do? I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you pray that prayer for the first time, move your hold up a hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? God bless you. Anybody else? You put your hands on. Lord, you have seen the hands. And no doubt they have come here to honor them, to hear about how to honor them. Bless the mothers for bringing them here. Bless Lord, we honor the mothers today, and we are grateful for all that we have done for us in these months. Lord, we honor you, and we are thankful that you have blessed us with these. So we ask you to bless our mothers, not just today, but every day for the rest of their lives. We thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Guys, you guys can go and get ready to cook. And please, let's honor the mother.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kaʻau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.